Have you been on one of these new Emerald class ferries? If you catch the ferry, if you go over to Manly or you go anywhere in and around the harbour, you certainly would have seen them. 131873 if you've been on an Emerald class ferry. But especially give us a call if you're on one when they broke down, because they're lemons. Now, these boats are like rubber ducks bobbing up and down around Sydney Harbour. 12 years of coalition governments brought us a lot of good here in Sydney, no question. Nice roads, plenty of new metro trains. But I'll tell you what, the Emerald class ferries that Gladys Berejiklian and her sidekick Andrew Constance brought us, holy dooly, they are shockers. And we've been doing some digging, and I've managed to get my hands on the full list of defects that all Sydney ferries have notched up while in service. Full list of defects. It'd take me 4 hours to get through them all. So we've got a bunch of different ferries here in Sydney. Freshwater, Supercat, River Class, I could go on. But what boat takes the cake as the biggest lemon on the harbour? The Emerald Class. Since August of 2020, it's had almost 3 times as many faults as the next vessel. And in fact, of the 4 most unreliable ferry classes, if you add up all of the faults of the 2nd, 3rd and 4th ranked boats, you still don't have as many faults as the mighty Emerald class ferry. Now, these are the raw numbers. I'll give you the top 5. Since August 2020, the freshwater boats have had 7 faults. First Fleet boats, 15. River Cat, 16. River Class, 19. And the Emerald class, 52 faults in 3 years. The Emerald class ferries. They're a joke, these things. And let's not beat around the bush. They were made in China. We outsourced the building of our ferries. They were made in China. They were imported. And they've never been any good. Ferry McFerryface, anyone? Remember that debacle? Well, forgive my language. I'd just rather be honest with you. They're shockers. They almost should be scuttled, some of these, and turned into dive sites as part of some sort of tourism push, because they're no good to ride on. 131873 if you've been on an Emerald class ferry, but 52 faults in less than 3 years. They're a wonder they're not out of service. And surely the people of Sydney deserve a whole lot better.
Drive with Chris O'Keefe on 2GB.
Well, Jo Haylen is the new Minister for Transport, and she joins me live on the line. Minister, these ferries, what are you going to do about them?
Well, as you've just explained, Chris, they're a bit of a disaster, that's for sure. Shocking, some of these statistics. And it's good to talk to you. Thanks for the opportunity, because we know that ferry passengers have been living a nightmare of these broken down ferries that had constant delays and cancellations for years now. And look, since I got the gig as the Minister for Transport, the briefings I've received on Sydney ferries have been simply shocking. In the last year alone, we've had an average of 7 incidents a month. So that means if you're catching the ferry every week, nearly twice a week, every year, every week, for more than a year, you've had disruptions. Like, that's completely unacceptable, Chris.
But, Minister, what are you going to do about it from here on in? Are we at the point where we just take these things out of service, the Emerald class?
Oh, look, I've got to say that the problem here has been that these failures just keep happening and the government did nothing. Look, that's just not good enough. We know they bought the overseas ferries. They're obsessed with overseas made. That was a total failure. We know that. But they have not done enough to improve reliability. So I've asked the Department of Transport to act now, because we need a plan to improve reliability for passengers. If we don't have a public transport system that works, well, our whole city grinds to a halt. That's not going to work for the people who need it.
Heard a lot about the freshwater boats when they did decide to get the Emerald class to replace the freshwaters to head from Circular Quay to Manly, that these were going to be the big, shiny, new, beautiful boats. But the freshwaters, the old ones, 7 faults versus the Emerald class, 52.
Well, it's pretty incredible, isn't it, Chris? Because 7 faults, yeah, we'd rather have 0 faults, but these are the old, big, you know, diesel-guzzling ferries, and they work because they were made here for Sydney Harbour, for those conditions. And you know what's devastating is the government, the former Liberal government, decided to retire these things. In fact, they gave the Queenscliff, one of these freshwater ferries, a farewell on Sydney Harbour with streamers and water cannons. I mean, if only they'd spend the money on the farewell and rather than the farewell, actually maintaining the ferries. Instead, they've, you know, put most of these into dock and they're rusting. So, look, our plan is to bring back as many of those freshwater ferries as we can, as quickly as we can. But it's going to take a bit of time and a bit of money because, unfortunately, the former government made the wrong choices here.
Sure. So are you willing to spend a little bit of money to figure this one out and sort out this problem? Because it is a significant one. I remember speaking to Andrew Constance when he was Transport Minister, and I couldn't work out why on earth we would offshore the building of our ferries when there were perfectly good ferry makers right here in Australia.
Well, that's right. And that's why a Minns Labor government is going to build the future ferries that we need right here. We know we'll get a better product. We'll get something that's fit for our conditions and we'll create jobs in the process instead of exporting those jobs and importing the duds. And that's what the former Liberal government did. But yes, Chris, we're going to bring back as many of those freshwaters as we can. Yes, it will take a bit of time and money, but I have asked the Department of Transport to get a plan together to see how quickly we can do that so we can deliver a more reliable service for people on our harbour.
And of the 52 defects and faults here with the Emerald class, a lot of them to do with steering and things like that. Surely if we buy these ferries off the shelf from a manufacturer in China, they'll pay to fix it up. Is that what you've been told?
Well, it should be the case that these faults and remediations and fixes aren't paid for by the taxpayer. There's further information that I'm seeking from the department about just that. But we shouldn't be in this situation in the first place.
Don't tell me Andrew Constance let him off the hook when he signed the contract.
Well, we don't want that scenario. In fact, we've had cracked trams with that problem, trains from overseas still stuck in sheds, still in dispute about those. So the only way to fix this is to make sure that we build them here. And then we're creating jobs, but also we're not having to fly in the know-how and the engineers to fix the problem. Like, we need to make sure that these things are made here and that they work for passengers.
Would you seriously consider taking them out of service as the minister?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to deliver a reliable service. So I've asked the department to get to work right now, not only to look at what are the future plans, but how can we improve reliability right now? As you indicated, some of these steering failures are actually still being investigated by the Office of Transport Safety Investigation. So I've asked for urgent information, urgent action, because I'm really concerned that there has been a complete lack of accountability by the previous Liberal administration. It is incredibly concerning, and it's Sydney siders that are paying the price, Chris.
I know you're only a couple of weeks in, but where are you looking at building these boats in Australia? Where?
Well, there are lots of different options, and our commitment is that we will build them here.
So it doesn't matter, somewhere in Australia.
That's right. They will come, future ferries that we need, they will be built here, and we're going to create the jobs in the process. We can't do this overseas-made stuff again. It just doesn't work. You've heard from a Chris Minns Labor government that's our commitment. Mm. It'll take us some time, but we have faith in our local manufacturing, in our know-how. We've built ferries here before. In fact, the freshwaters were built here, and as you said, they've only had 7 incidents compared to the overseas-made Emerald class at 52. I think the evidence is in. Mm.
Final question, Minister Joe Halen, the new Transport Minister here in New South Wales, are they safe to get on?
I've been assured that there are no immediate safety issues for passengers. That is the first question I ask, Chris, because yes, we want a more reliable service. We want to get people back on a public transport, but it's my number one job to make sure that whether it's a ferry, a train, a tram or a bus, that it's safe. And if anything is unsafe, it'll be taken off the harbour, off the rails or off the road, number one.
Good on you, Minister. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Chris.
That's the new Transport Minister, Joe Halen. 131873, would you get on one of these Emerald class ferries? 52 faults. Can you believe that? 52. What do we think's going to happen when we decide to send our money overseas and buy the ferries from China? Andrew Constance mustn't have measured them. They couldn't get under bridges. They can't steer when they go out of the heads to get to Manly. What a complete and utter joke. 1-3